Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You okay?
No, apparently I'm not. Nice. We are professionals.
Sure.
Don't even
quick,
think about
jump on his chest.
At home.
Jump on his chest.
Exactly. Boy, oh boy. Welcome to Soundbites. It is Saturday, the 10th of May, Anno Domini 2003. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Grass.
And this is Soundbites.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're all choked up about it.
Some exactly. More than others.
We'll be taking your calls. We'll be reading the news. We'll be doing all kinds of stuff. We seem to have no network connection here today. And one of the local companies who provided our DSL connection should know that. I hope somebody's listening and we'll fix that at some point in the not too distant future. But we have no network connection today, so there is no webcam and stuff like that, but we will be doing everything else. So.
Some folks might say, and the downside of that is?
There is no downside to that. Exactly right. But we are
the
going
image
to go
of us, you know, from last week, and Rob actually facing forward.
There's nothing quite as frightening as all of that, is it?
Yeah, really.
It's true.
So you can just look at the last still picture we captured last
week. We were all waving. It was very lovely. It was kind of a Beverly Hillbillies moment there at the end.
Yeehaw!
Y'all come back now, you hear? We're going to start with the news, and I think this week we'll start with Dave.
Whoa.
Because Steve was ready.
Oh, okay.
Well, Dave's got his highlighted.
You want the highlighter?
Yeah. You know how to operate hard. One of these?
Well, I used to use a highlighter, but it didn't work very well, and I discovered
it
was black.
You know, it's not like a Mac, you know, the one click, you know.
And highlighting on the screen doesn't work real well.
Yeah, there's no.
You scroll, you're
single
done.
Single click or anything else.
Right.
All right, we're turning it over to you. Meanwhile, Steve has the highlighter, ladies and gentlemen. He's still trying to figure out how to open it up.
It's a pocket accent.
Ooh.
That's, if you open it up and put it in your pocket will be accented.
Meanwhile, got a major lawsuit. And, gee, guess who it includes?
I don't know. Tell me.
Maybe Microsoft?
It might.
It definitely does include Microsoft and Best Buy. Turns out a gentleman out in Los Angeles has filed a claim that evidently he was going out and buying a brand new computer. And they threw in this disc, and when they threw in the disc, and he handed him his debit card, scanned it for the system, and then all of a sudden they grabbed the CD for MSN and scanned that in too.
That's like the CDs you see for AOL and MSN.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
this time, though, they scanned it, and he goes, well, why did you have to scan the disc? He goes, just to keep track of inventory.
We have 1,000 of them, now we only have 999.
Yeah, right. Well, what they failed to tell him was he had just been activated for MSN, and whether he liked it or not, he was getting charged.
And didn't know about it.
Exactly. It wasn't until his bank statement showed up that he found out that he was being billed for. He's trying to get the money back right now, and is having a little issue there. But right now, Best Buy shares have fallen sharply since October when they were warned it could lose its contract to market MSN, which provides advertising money and profit sharing to Best Buy, a major retailer of Microsoft products.
But MSN is also losing money itself. It's not making anything for Microsoft.
Well, since Microsoft rolled this out, it has never been a big profit maker for them in any way, shape, or form. You know, you've seen the ads, oh, get the butterfly. And
that's kind of cute. I like the one with the butterfly on the porch. Pulling
bacala! You want bacala?
Yeah, pulling the trap door lever.
He's thinking, yeah. Like, not that, yeah.
You want to see my webcam?
Yeah. So, it's interesting.
So they have a great ad agency, at least.
Yeah, very imaginative.
Yeah, the problem is a lot of these places are losing money right at the moment. The problem is most of these places, the only reason you would go to them as opposed to a straight internet connection is if you want their internal content as opposed to just internet content.
Well, it's like an AOL, but broadband. Which
right.
AOL is now going to.
Right.
But the main thing is that they're not up front with folks saying that when they scan that in, that it was being added to his, you know, debit card, or it could be your credit card, and you've now just signed up for a service that you might not want, especially if you've already got a service at home. Why pay double?
If that's happened to you at Best Buy or any retailer, I would suggest carefully looking at your credit or debit card statement and see if, in fact, you are being charged for MSN.
And unless he signed an actual, well, he's signing a debit card, which is
well, if he never signed, well, he signed the debit card, but right. What he's saying is he never agreed to MSN, right. And certainly if he never loaded
the main thing,
and signed on, right. he shouldn't be being charged
well,
for it.
Well, he was falsely told that, oh, we're just keeping track of the inventory.
Right.
Wrong. That's a lie. Yeah. That's fraud. And
right.
We should be able to get out of it. But again, like any else,
I'm very hesitant to give
his money back fully.
With all the online banking you can do today, it's easy to check balances. In fact, my wife gets annoyed at me because I check our balance every day.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it is, because then I know how much money she spends.
Yeah, well.
You spent what? Where? Actually, so it is kind of bad, because every day it's you spent what instead of at the end of the month.
Yeah, right.
All at once.
Right. Well, it may be worse for your blood pressure, I suppose, but it's better for your heart.
Yeah.
To get it in little increments rather than
over a 30-day period.
So the question is, blood pressure or heart? Your choice.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve. What's going on in the Apple world?
Well, the Apple Music service has been a resounding success.
The boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Thank you,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're all week. Try the veal.
Since the music service was announced about a week and a half ago now, 110,000 orders were placed for the new iPod, and they've shipped 20,000 of them over last weekend, so they're doing about 10,000 a day. And I actually have one of the new ones in the studio with me today. It's smaller.
I play Parachute.
Yep. Smaller and lighter than the previous models, and it has more games.
Well, I don't know how you beat that.
Yeah.
Is that a 30-gig model?
Well, this is only the 10-gig.
Oh.
But the other two are the same size, just bigger hard drives inside of them.
Right. As you fill it up, they get a little heavier because there's more bits.
More bits, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that Apple announced is that in that week, the first week of the iTunes Music service, they sold over 1 million songs.
Wow.
So it's actually
in the first what?
In the first week.
1 million songs in a week.
So in a week, Apple has become the number one music distribution service in the world.
No kidding. At what, a buck a piece?
Really?
99 cents a piece, or $9.99 for an album.
Right.
If you want all the songs on the album.
Thus do we spit in the eye of the RIAA, the
right.
Recording Industry Association of America.
And it's interesting to see how some of the web postings and forums around the world are going. Right now it's available for Mac only in the U.S. only. They're going to be opening a Windows version next month, as soon as they probably tie in with Music Match, which is the jukebox software they use for Windows on the iPod. Licensing deals and lawyers in all the other countries working with distribution rights and services. There was an article in Macworld UK that UK might be next, and then everyone's bashing that Apple is U.S.-centric. In fact, it started out that Apple favors North America, and then someone came in from Canada and says, no, they don't. It's the U.S., not North America.
Right, right.
We're here, too.
Oh, I remember them. What is it? There's a comedian who says, you got to feel sorry for the Canadians. It's like living upstairs from a great party.
Yeah. The other really interesting and
I suspect they don't see it that way, but
probably not, yeah. There's a website called BB Spot, which is sort of a satirical look at the news. And so a friend of mine sent me the article from it last week that because of this 1 million song announcement, it proves that Mac users will overpay for anything. Because us Windows users have been getting all this for free for years.
Yeah. We've all been downloading free music, and right. You Mac people are paying for it.
Right.
Nice.
And they had a little quote from Steve Jobs saying, you know, we've been charging them so much for Macs all along, we weren't sure they'd have any money left for the music.
Oh.
That was really, really
ow.
Funny.
Yeah.
Owie.
But yeah, so it's interesting to see what will happen when the Windows version comes online next month, and the really great thing about the music service is there's no subscription fee. With most of the other pay-per-play services, you pay a monthly subscription fee and pay for your music. If you stop paying your subscription fee, all your music stops.
Right.
And you can't move your music very easily
from one medium to another,
right.
Or whatever.
And the licensing that Apple's worked out is you can copy the songs onto your iPod, you can make an almost unlimited number of CD burns. You can copy it onto multiple computers, in your home. Plus, with the new music sharing technology built into iTunes 4, all your music can reside on like your main desktop computer,
mm-hmm.
and you can stream it wirelessly onto your laptop in whatever room you happen to be in.
How cool!
So you can play music from another computer built into your own little network.
Very nifty. Very nifty. Very nifty. You see, you make fun of things about Apple. You know, they cost too much and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? They're doing it right.
Yeah.
The reality is, no, we don't need to steal music if we've got acceptable alternatives.
A buck a song is not bad at all.
It's not bad. And you can legally keep it on your laptop, make a copy on your desktop, put it in your iPod, burn a CD for your car. What more do you want in a life? All of that being legal, it's worth paying for.
There was an interesting article in, I think it was Wall Street Journal or Fortune. There's been a bunch of articles in the last week about it. In fact, Time Magazine's got like a 5-page article on it. And they're saying Steve Jobs is saving the music industry.
Yeah.
Because of this. But they're saying that because of his ties with Pixar, he's big in the music in the movie world anyway.
Right.
And movies and music go hand in hand. So basically he knew all of the music people he needed to know to make these deals possible.
Right.
Well, the other thing too that folks have to like though is normally when you buy an album, undoubtedly there will be at least one, if not two, songs that you really don't like.
Or if there's only one or two you do like.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem. It used to be, you know, you buy an album. I'll date myself now, which I used to do before I was married. You get a Beatles album, every song was a winner.
Much?
Never.
Yeah.
Every song was a winner.
Yeah.
You could listen to an entire, maybe there was one song you didn't particularly care for. Yeah. Nowadays, you
Jesse
buy an album. Jesse doesn't even remember
vinyl.
Shut up, Jesse.
CDs are still albums. An album is a collection.
Yes. But the point is, you would have a full album of really good songs.
Yep.
And now with this, though, you're only buying and paying for the ones that you actually want.
Exactly. Nowadays, you buy an album, there's one song you really like, and another, maybe two, you don't mind.
Yeah.
But that's it. You know, most of the stuff that's on the album, you have one top seller and a load of crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, can I say crap on the air?
You just did.
Okay, all right, good for me then.
And he didn't bleep you.
That's going to appear somewhere in one of Moody Blues 100 little things. We're going to take a break while hopefully we can erase that last bit of tape. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey everybody, it's WHAM's health and fitness reporter Liz Bonus. If you need some help getting in shape for shorts and swimsuit season, do it now. Pick up a copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter at these locations.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter brought to you by Robert Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers. Available at any Key Bank location in Monroe County, at Dr. Catapano at Brighton Campus Chiropractors, 2024 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road, at Christina Breen State Farm Insurance Office, Ridge Road West in Greece next to Fridays, and at Grassroots Shoes, Frontier Commons, Jefferson Road, Henrietta.
You know, a low price is always good, but if you really want to enjoy something, well, there's nothing like getting it for free. And that's what the new Bic Comfort 3 disposable shaver offers you right now. It's Bic's best shaver ever. So close and comfortable, you're not going to believe it. And you can get the new Bic Comfort 3 shaver for free after a mail-in rebate. That's right, just look in Sunday's Democrat and Chronicle for a free mail-in rebate. Or go to BicWorldUSA.com and click on Bic Free Offer for a mail-in rebate. Simply send it in, then enjoy a free 4-pack of the new incredible Bic Comfort 3 shaver. Three blades for an extra close shave, soft feel grip for easy handling, and dual moisturizing strips for true lubricating comfort. All free! So if you're still using one of those super expensive triple blade systems, or you want to trade up from a single or twin blade, try the smooth shaving disposable Bic Comfort 3 shaver. It's not just new, it's the most advanced Bic shaver ever. Look in Sunday's Democrat and Chronicle, or go to BicWorldUSA.com to take advantage of this special offer. And try the new Bic Comfort 3 shaver. See rebate for details.
Inside you, there's a will to do things better and smarter. Inside the Subaru Outback is the genius of the world's first sport utility wagon. Inside you, there's a need to be more capable. Inside the Subaru Outback is a rugged, raised suspension with more ground clearance than a Ford Explorer Sport. Inside you, there's a desire to do right by our planet. Inside the Subaru Outback is better gas mileage than any midsize or larger SUV. Inside you, there's a wish to be more versatile. Inside the Subaru Outback is a special symmetrical all-wheel drive system that monitors driving conditions constantly, automatically transferring power from the wheels that slip to the wheels that grip. Inside you, there's a driver looking out over a world of possibilities. inside the Subaru Outback, that world is within reach. Subaru, driven by what's inside. EPA estimates for the 2003 Outback automatic transmission are 22 miles per gallon city and 27 miles per gallon highway.
And now, our motivational speaker, Carl!
Who's ready to reach the inner winner?
Allergies have your sinuses congested? Afrin No-Drip Nasal Spray starts to relieve congestion instantly. Sudafed takes up to 30 minutes to start working. And after 4 hours, Afrin still does a better job keeping nasal passages open.
Ah, now I feel like a winner.
Breathe better in an Afrin instant. Use as directed. Compared to Sudafed maximum strength 60 milligrams.
For the most fun in the Caribbean and Mexico, discover Marriott and Renaissance Offshore Resorts, offshoreresorts.com.
Hello, we're here at Office Depot with Cindy, a professional office manager, and she's going to help us create an entirely new way to shop for ink and toner. Cindy?
Okay, the ink section should be in the front of the store.
Cool.
The ink shouldn't be behind some glass partition where you can't get to it.
Lose the glass!
You need a cashier whose entire job is to help you buy ink and who can check you out right here.
Great! The Ink Depot at Office Depot discovered a whole new way to shop for ink.
Office Depot recycles and rewards those who do, too. Bring in your empty cartridge and we'll give you a ream of recycled paper free.
Excludes Canon and Epson ink tanks. See store for details.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alamon K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And for those of you who are wondering where Rob Linton is this week, we are delighted that Jesse is with us, but Rob is, at this moment possibly even, graduating from college.
And if not, and he's listening, Rob, you better be on the lookout. We happen to get another email from a gentleman in Williamson. His name is Ken. And evidently, he's going to be at Fisher today. And he is a photographer.
Professionals.
Yes. And he will be doing the graduation. So, we just might happen to latch on to a few photos of Rob Linton graduating, and who knows what else.
And that will be very exciting.
Yeah, because, you know, if they throw their caps in the air, whatever they do, and whoever he happens to be with.
Dance, sing.
Stay tuned, folks, because Rob Linton screensaver
may be closer than we think.
With better pictures than ever.
We're going to get to the phones in a minute. We do have a very special guest on line one.
Yes.
But before that, I do want to read a little bit more in the news. You heard about Microsoft and Best Buy possibly facing a lawsuit. Microsoft also faces a possible investigation and possible significant fines for a security lapse that might have exposed the personal information of millions of consumers. There is a flaw in the password reset feature of the Passport service. This vulnerability allowed attackers armed only with the Passport user's email address, which is pretty evident to almost everybody, to access information such as the user's name, address, and credit card information. For a company that's publicly made security such a high priority, that Passport problem is a serious setback. But the damage to the company, unfortunately, could run to a lot more than just public relations. Last August, you know, Microsoft signed a consent decree with the Federal Trade Commission promising it would not make false statements about security and privacy protections in its Passport service particularly, and that it would improve those protections. Under that order, they needed to take reasonable and appropriate steps and safeguards. Now, obviously, that's not a standard. I mean, that doesn't say if something goes wrong, they're in violation of the order, as long as they were taking reasonable and appropriate steps and safeguards. If that, if it's found that they didn't, they'll face fines at a rate of $11,000 per violation. Now, since there were approximately 200 million active Passport accounts, the fines could go as high as $2.2 trillion. That's $2.2 trillion. $2 trillion. Now, a couple of things about that before you Microsoft bashers start dancing and singing.
Well, that's probably more money than they actually have.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But before you anti-Microsoft folks start dancing and singing, a couple of things. Remember, that's only if they're actually found guilty of violating the consent decree. And as we know, historically, this administration has not been incredibly active in finding Microsoft about anything.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, as long as they were indeed taking reasonable, appropriate steps and safeguards, then they are not in violation. Because accidents happen, folks. I mean, that, you know, stuff happens, and this time it happened to 200 million users of Microsoft Passport system. However, the big thing is Microsoft has this vision of its role in the web-enabled future. The Passport is the technological centerpiece of those web services. Passport accounts are central repositories for the online data of individuals. It includes birthdays, credit card numbers. It's the single key access point to lots of online accounts like Hotmail, MSN Messenger, Microsoft eBooks, eBay, Canon, Expedia, Starbucks. That's why there are about 200 million of these accounts, and nobody knows quite how many were taken or what happened. The security advisory was posted just before 8 p.m. on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. And by 11:30, the company had basically turned off the feature. They disabled any suspicious accounts, and a lot of Passport subscribers had to make contact directly with customer support for their reactivation. This does, whether or not the FTC decides to levy fines on Microsoft, and however many people they decide were actually affected by this is insignificant compared to what the black eye is, you know, to Microsoft's trustworthy computing initiative. We'll be following this as it goes along and keep you informed as time goes on because, well, that's what we do here.
That's
before
true.
We go to the phones, which
as
we're going to do now. And we... And don't sing.
Sing solo.
Do not
solo.
Put your days
we can't hear you.
We're going to sing Over the Hill and Far Away. We're going to go to a very special guest now, ladies and gentlemen.
This guy has been the root of my falling out of a chair from laughing so hard. I seriously did.
I spit laughing. Up all over the cat the other day. Never listen to his stuff with a mouthful of water. I'm telling you that right now. All the way from New Jersey, which I assume is where he's just simply visiting today, is our very own Moody Blues 100. Moody!
Hi, great show, guys.
Thank
I
you.
Really appreciate it. Actually, I just called to get put on hold so I could hear the show.
You want us to leave you there?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
What on heaven's name?
I'm in New Jersey at work today, but I do have a question.
Yes.
My question has to do with converting audio files.
Oh, surprise. You need our help with that.
Yeah.
No, I have been having a problem. I have a problem converting the WAVE to an MP3, and that's why sometimes I've been posting them as WMA
right.
files.
There's a number of utilities out there, WAVE to utilities. If you go to PC World...
Yeah.
Under their multimedia, they have at least a half a dozen, if not more, utilities that are shareware and freeware.
Well, I do have one that I've been using. I've been using DB Power Amp, and I have it at my computer at work. And
what OS are you using it on, Moody?
Excuse me?
What OS?
XP.
XP? Yeah.
When I try and convert it at home, it comes out sounding like the Chipmunks. Download the file... from the server and do it at work, it converts fine.
Yep.
With the same program?
Use same program, DB Power Amp.
Try this, www.wave-2to-mp3.com, wave2mp3.com.
Okay.
There's a free utility there. I think it's free. I didn't look.
Yeah, I believe
that. That does that. I believe Audacity also does that. That's another free program.
Yeah, that's the one I'm using to splice the clips with.
Right. And that doesn't let you save it as an MP3?
It allows you to save it as an MP3, but there's a plug-in that I haven't been able to get working properly.
You got to get the lame encoder.
Folks, we got to interrupt here just for a second, though. For you folks that haven't gone to the Soundbites forum...
You're missing something
you
huge.
You seriously got to go to our forums, and we have on there these clips that Moody here has been generously taking his time, because you know, it's quite involved. If you haven't checked them out, you definitely have to go to the Soundbites website and hear what Moody has done with us and some fantastic clips. Way too much time there, Moody.
You got way too much time in your hands. If you go to soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, scroll down to the facts and links galore. The second thing on it, Moody Blues 100, brings us some secretly recorded calls. Moody is the first guy outside of ourselves who has his very own page on the Soundbites website, and I believe that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's done some. I mean, you've seen all the stuff that he and so many others have generously donated their time and talents to create the logos and the movie posters, which are wonderful. But Moody and Mars Guy 33 now is jumping in, have begun creating sound clips, which are just hysterically funny. You guys are having way too much fun. I love these.
I may start running out of ideas soon. You guys,
probably in the next millennium
for the clips.
Yeah, well, if you heard the start of today's show, you know that there's some good fodder sitting right there. But for those of you who really haven't gone to the site, you are missing some very, very funny stuff. But I try Audacity. You need to download the Lame encoder, which I know works with XP, because and with 2000, because I've used it on both.
Okay.
If you're going to use Audacity, but this Wave2MP3.com should also give you a utility.
Yeah, well, I have been using Audacity, but I've been saving it as a Wave and then using this DB power amp to convert it because I couldn't get the Audacity to work.
Right.
But the puzzling thing is two computers both running XP, same program, and one comes out fine, the other one doesn't.
Yeah, what's happening is...
It might be a preference setting, maybe.
Well, it might be a preference setting, but what it sounds like is that on one of those machines, the power amp program is misinterpreting the speed of the processor.
Or it could be just different audio cards, too.
Well, it's definitely different audio cards, although they're both onboard audio cards.
Moody, is even though, granted, there are different cards, the drivers that they use from XP, because, you know, there's a lot of built-in ones, could be making the difference.
Okay.
Just those drivers, there's enough of a difference there. Like you said, one of them will wind up sounding like the Chipmunks, and then you go take it to another place, and it sounds fantastic.
All right. The other thing I was thinking is maybe the program got corrupted somehow, and maybe I just need to try reinstalling it and see if that fixes it.
That's possible. But try this Wave to MP3 converter. It looks like a little program that should do exactly what you need done.
All right. Sounds good.
That also brings up the issue of new audio formats on Apple's iTunes Music Service. They're using the new MPEG-4 standard, AAC, Advanced Audio Compression.
Right.
You get better quality audio at a smaller size than MP3.
Right.
So it's what's coming down in the MPEG-4 standard that new DVD players are going to start using. So it promises to be, and it's one of the reasons that the music sounds so good on Apple's site, promises to be very high-quality sound with minimal loss and about the same file size or smaller than MP3s.
Cool. Thanks, Moody.
All right, thanks. Great
and come
show.
Home to us soon. New Jersey is no place
hold,
to
right?
be. Yeah, we're going to put you back on hold so you can hear the show. We can do that.
Exactly. I can't wait for the archives.
I know. Who can anymore? Well, we can't upload them today. Steve's recording the show, but we cannot upload them because we have no network connection. But we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, Moody Blues 100 on hold, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Michael Savage.
For those of you who just joined the show, the great Savage Nation, which is growing faster than you can believe, despite what you think of me, despite the fact that you liberals hate me and you think I should be off the air and probably executed, if not sent to Norway, wherever the show opens, it immediately takes off like a rocket. Oh, I know, they're not evolved people like you. They're not progressives. They haven't progressed as far as most of you liberals.
Michael Savage, weeknights, 8 till 11, on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green's open open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
This weekend, Mother's Day weekend, the sun as always will shine on Wayside Garden Center, warming our hearts and illuminating the wonderful selection of things Wayside Garden Center has to go or grow in your garden. Choose from thousands of Mother's Day flowering hanging baskets, starting at only $10.99. Thousands of perennials in stock, too. This week, save 25% on creeping phlox. Take advantage of Wayside Garden Center's Lilac Festival Special. Buy one lilac bush and get the second at half price. Or have mom pick out her own rose bush, some already in bud and bloom. Buy one this weekend, get the second for half price. Show mom how much you love her this weekend. Bring her to Wayside Garden Center, hand her your checkbook, and turn her loose on everything that grows in her garden. Now that's a Mother's Day gift she'll always remember. Wayside Garden Center. They're at 124 Pittsburgh Palmyra Road, just past Lollipop Farm. Or visit them on the web at waysidegardencenter.com.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The Rochester Blacks Association presents their 17th annual Spring Luncheon and Award Ceremony, Thursday, May 15th, 12 noon, at the RIT Inn and Conference Center, 5257 West Henrietta Road. With the theme, Advancing the Dream, Business, Taking It to the Next Level, this year's luncheon celebrates the 40th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. The keynote speaker is Ms. Linda Johnson Rice, President and CEO of the Johnson Publishing Company, the largest black-owned publishing company in the world. A series of small business workshops, including topics like financing your business, doing business on the internet, and developing a business plan, will also be held in the morning and afternoon, Thursday, May 15th. Come for a day that will offer enlightenment and professional development with a speaker that brings an important message about connecting heritage to the future. For reservations and tickets, call 241-3074. That's 241-3074.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
This is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And this is Soundbites. And before anybody calls me and tells me and brags on me for getting up on New Jersey, let me just tell you that I have many relatives in New Jersey.
Don't think most of them talk like this.
Yeah, what exit?
Well, exactly.
The guy says, we're the boys. We're called the boys.
We're going to go now back to the phones. Tell me that Moody's on the 800 line, so that if you're going to be on hold for the whole show. We're going to talk to Roger from Rochester. Welcome, Roger. What's your question?
Hi. I'm having trouble. I want to transfer some files from one of my desktops to the other one, and I'm using a serial cable 9-pin, and the transfer wizard just doesn't seem to be able to locate the two computers, and I found in Microsoft Knowledge Base that apparently other people were having the same problem, and they told me to download user migration tool. I clicked it, and it says there's no such thing. Search on found or something.
Yeah, that's part of XP.
What OSs are you trying to copy from to?
I'm trying to copy from XP to 98. I got a few files that I want to put in the other one.
Okay, here's a couple of things. First, the serial cable that you've got.
Yeah.
Where did you get that serial cable?
CompUSA.
And they said it was specifically for connecting two computers for transferring files?
Yeah, it even says so on the package, brand new cable.
Okay.
Because, yeah, there's two ways to make a serial cable.
Pardon?
It says for computer transport. It has pictures on it and everything.
Okay.
All right.
The problem, what program are you using on the 98 box?
It's not the updated 98. It's the original 98.
Oh, it's not second edition.
But what program are you using to do the data transfer?
Oh, well, I don't know where to look in that. Nothing. I was assuming that mine would just find the connection.
No.
You have to run the same program on
both computers
to initiate
the
transfer.
Does she have that wizard transfer thing on the 98?
No. Unfortunately, that doesn't exist over there. You need to actually have a program. There are a couple that you can buy. Well, the big one, of course, is LapLink.
But they're going out of business.
Right.
One thing you might be able to do is enable direct cable connection networking.
Right.
Yeah.
And that actually creates a network between the two computers over the cable. Now, serial is going to be horribly slow.
Yes.
57K if you're lucky. Parallel is a lot faster.
The network would even be slower. This is one huge file. It's a 1.5 gigabyte file.
Serial, that's going to take several hours. Serial is very, very slow. Parallel is a little faster. Ethernet is the best way to do it.
Roger, how do you get onto the Internet?
I got DSL.
Well, you know what you might want to do?
You already have Ethernet built into the machine.
Is it in both machines?
It's my wife's computer. She's on dial-up.
I was going to say,
she has a connection in the back of hers. She's got a... Hewlett-Packard, what model is that?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Roger, you got to hold on through the break in the news. We'll come back to you in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
I'm Nick Francesco. We have Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, and all of you, Roger, Moody Blues 100 on hold, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Bites on 1180 WHAM.
In a perfect world, your kids would clean up after you,
the Devils,
and soccer mom would mean playing for the women's national team. But the world isn't perfect, and that's why there's Walgreens. With everything Dad and the kids need to make Mother's Day as perfect as can be. Like Hallmark cards, chocolates, perfume, and massagers. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, save $10 on selected women's designer fragrances.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt, 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel, radio station.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. With 42 deaths and untold devastation, this now ranks as perhaps the worst week ever for tornadoes in the U.S. For a second straight night, Oklahoma City and its suburbs were pounded. For some, the warning sirens were no help. This man's business was destroyed as the tornado toyed with anything in its path.
Picked up that one-ton truck and tossed it over on the side over there, and it picked up boulders, 4,000-pound boulders, and moved them.
Miraculously, there were no deaths or serious injuries. The National Weather Service says more heavy thunderstorms could slam into the area later today. Further east, severe weather is threatening two other states.
From just northwest of Indianapolis, southwest into southern Illinois, there is a complex of severe thunderstorms with embedded supercells, likely producing large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes.
Qualifying rounds at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are now being delayed. It will wind up far short of the $726 billion package he first proposed, but President Bush is applauding the House for passing $550 billion worth of tax relief.
Since I sent my plan to Congress in January, the need for action on the economy has become even more urgent. The unemployment rate last month reached 6%. As many employers continue to hold back on the kinds of investments that lead to new jobs.
In the Democratic response to the president's weekly radio address, New Jersey's Governor Jim McGreevy called the White House plan misdirected.
State budget deficits will force tax increases and service cuts that will only hurt the economy. And yet, the stimulus package offered by the president fails to provide a single dollar in aid to the states.
The Bush administration had long planned and succeeded in dumping Iraq's ruthless but secular government, but now U.S. officials are worried about a possible alternative, an Iranian-style Islamic regime, As Lisa Barron reports from Baghdad, the seeds are already being planted.
1 month after the regime collapsed, hardline Islamic preachers are in control of many city halls, hospitals, and schools throughout the country. Thousands turned out today to greet Ayatollah Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim, the leader of the largest Iraqi Shiite Muslim opposition group, when he returned after 2 decades in exile in Iran. Al-Hakim calls for Iraq to become an Islamic state. Some Iraqis say they're worried that their freedoms are in danger. Iraq is considered one of the most secular societies in the Middle East, and they want to keep it that way. Lisa Barron for CBS News, Baghdad.
Secretary of State Colin Powell is on another peace mission to Israel. He's meeting in Jerusalem today with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and the new Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, seeking commitments for a new U.S.-authored peace initiative that would establish a Palestinian state by the year 2005. Honesty's the best policy most of the time. In Georgia, a man named John Randolph called police about a burglary at his home. Among the items taken, a handgun, $30 in cash, and 4 bags of pot. Asked if he wanted to rethink listing that last item, Randolph said he's honest and he wants his drugs back. This is CBS News.
Attention all smokers. If you're serious about kicking the habit, if you want to quickly and safely eliminate your craving for cigarettes, here is some great news from the makers of Smoke Away. For less than the cost of gum, patches, or prescriptions that often don't work, we'll rush you the all-natural Smoke Away system that's sweeping the country, and we guarantee you will be smoke-free in just 7 days or it won't cost you a dime. Smoke Away's amazing all-natural herbal formula works to completely eliminate your desire for nicotine in 1 week, just like it has for thousands nationwide.
After I got the Smoke Away program, I have never even wanted another cigarette.
I've smoked for 24 years, and I quit smoking in 3 days after using Smoke Away.
Don't be a slave to cigarettes anymore. Quit smoking for good, the safe, all-natural way with Smoke Away. Call now to receive our special 50% radio discount. 1-800-219-2638. That's 1-800-219-2638. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-219-2638. That's 1-800-219-2638.
Good afternoon. I'm Brendan O'Riordan with a WHAM News update. Thousands of people are already out for day two of the Lilac Festival. A parade marched from South Avenue to Highland Avenue. There's music all day long, and of course, the lilacs. A shuttle bus is running from MCC until 8 tonight. Rochester police say 8 people have been arrested for allegedly operating a dog fighting ring. The arrests were made early this morning at 411 Mount Reed Boulevard. Police were assisting the Humane Society with their investigation when the arrests were made. Homicide detectives were called in yesterday afternoon when the discovery of a woman's body was made on Oak Street in the city. Police responded to the former Clean Bright Laboratories just south of Lyle Avenue. A clothed Hispanic woman was found dead. She may have been at that location for a couple of hours. Radar weather next. I'm Brendan O'Riordan on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
The place to be when you need to know now. Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
If you're looking for the perfect way to say Happy Mother's Day, Littman Jewelers has a suggestion for you. Say it with the beauty and luster of pearls from the Blue Lagoon collection by Mikimoto, the name synonymous with the finest in cultured pearls. Here's a gift Mom's sure to love, an 18-inch strand of pearls. The warm glow of the 14-karat gold clasp is the perfect complement to the cool, understated luster of the Blue Lagoon pearls. And what an exceptional value for an 18-inch strand. $999 at Littman Jewelers. Now, if you think Mom would prefer pearl earrings, take a look at Littman Jewelers' collection of Blue Lagoon pearl stud earrings. It's really quite stunning, and what a remarkable value. Prices start at just $79. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a gift of Blue Lagoon pearls by Mikimoto, the first and finest name in cultured pearls. For other great gift ideas, shop online at littmanjewelers.com.
Having trouble coming up with a perfect gift idea for Mother's Day? Well, come to Bauman's Farm Market in Penfield, where everything you see, perfect Mother's Day idea. Choose from beautiful hanging baskets, all your favorite varieties in 10-inch pots for only $12.99. Bauman's has hardy roses in butter bloom ready for spring planting and proven winter plants, perfect accents for your garden. Fresh homemade Bauman's fry cakes and lots of fresh produce, including bananas for only 29 cents a pound. Make Mother's Day extra special with a trip to Bauman's Farm Market, corner of Plank and 5 Mile Line Roads, Penfield.
Checking WHAM's radar weather forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm later on, a high of 72. For tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, a low of 56. For tomorrow, Mother's Day, mostly cloudy and windy with rain, showers, and thunderstorms, likely a high of 74. For Monday, noticeably cooler with cloudy skies and rain showers, likely a high of 58. And for Tuesday, remaining cloudy and cool with rain showers possible, a high of 54.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And this is Soundbites. In just a moment, we'll get back to the phones, but first we have a public service announcement. All you geeks, pay attention. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. You still have many hours to go out and actually get... Let me give you a hint.
Not computer related.
Your mother or your wife or your significant other or your insignificant other don't want e-cards. They want you to get up off your fat chair and go out and get flowers. Do it now. No, do it at 2 o'clock.
Or take them out to dinner.
Take them out to dinner, whatever it may be.
I mean,
but do that
like,
rather
you know,
than...
You know, being glued in front of the TV or the computer screen.
Right.
What if your wife is the one that's glued in front of the computer screen?
Then you can buy her, like, a new hard drive or something along there, an iPod. Yes, that's fair. That's if mom prefers computer equipment, everybody wins. But if mom doesn't prefer computer equipment, take her out to dinner.
Perhaps okay. You still take her out anyways. I mean,
and exactly
she deserves
right.
a break.
Everybody deserves to go out and have fun. Our next caller is Roger from Rochester. Welcome, Roger. What's your question?
Hi. Yeah, well, I was talking to you before.
Oh, yeah, you were talking to us. I looked at it and thought, wait, we already talked to him. But you're back, and...
He never left.
And here's...
You need to hold on.
Yeah, here's the deal. There's a couple of ways you can do this. One is to buy a program like Laplink, which is not terribly expensive, but not terribly cheap either.
And for a one-shot deal.
And for a one-shot deal. Or you can buy a network card for the 98 box. That's going to cost you like $15-$20.
Yeah.
Okay, and at CompUSA, right?
Right, and then you would need a crossover cable.
Oh, wait a minute, before we... Roger, is your wife still going to use this computer?
The 98?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, what you might want to do is, because you've got DSL in your house now...
Yes, I do.
All right, what you might want to consider, so you can get both computers, both on the network, share files, share printers, is, now this is going to maybe run you about $100.
Yeah, that's for the hub, huh?
Yeah.
If you get
a router, actually.
Yeah, if you get a hub router.
Back to New Jersey again.
A hub router. You get your normal cable and a network card for that machine. They can both now be on DSL at the same time. You can set up file sharing between the two. And you can also share printers. So for a few bucks more, you know, now your wife, instead of having to do that stupid dial-up, you know, you can cancel that service and just both be on Roadrunner or DSL at the same time.
Yeah, well, I have the DSL through Frontier.
Right.
So the trick is
yours working?
Oh, mine works. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
The bottom line is you need to network the two computers in some way. You can make a direct cable connection over the serial cord using in the Windows 98. There's a direct cable connection wizard that lets you connect two computers together.
It doesn't always work.
Doesn't always work, and it's very, very slow over serial. Much better would be to put Ethernet on the other machine and use an Ethernet network.
Then the file will go over in a few minutes.
Instead of several hours.
Well, as far as I know, she's got an Ethernet connection on hers. I know
then
I'm
all set.
On mine.
Right. If she's got that same kind of port in the back,
yes.
Then you win. All you need to do is buy that hub, start up networking on her machines, share the
file
or the folder, and you're on your way.
If you don't want to go to the expense of actually setting up the router and sharing the DSL, then you need an Ethernet crossover cable. to connect the two computers directly together over Ethernet and just network those two computers by themselves.
This is only going to be a one-shot deal.
Well, but what we're saying is if you buy the hub, if you buy the router, then she gets the fast connection on DSL as well. And isn't that a lovely Mother's Day present?
Yeah. How much is that? Yeah. How much is that crossover cable?
$15-$20, depending on how long you want.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Look. Thanks an awful lot, guys.
Thank you very much. We're going to go back to the phones in just a minute, but first we're going to talk a little bit about what goes on the Soundbites website. That's Soundbites with a Y. Francis would like me to remind you, soundbiteswithay.org. Soundbites.org. We have many things going on there, one of which is a poll. Last week's poll.
A 10-foot one?
It's a 10-foot poll. Last week's poll. Look at this. I can move the whole thing around with me. Isn't that nice? I'm on the...
Just don't choke yourself.
I'll try not to. I'm doing better now. It was a nasal congestion sort
of
thing.
Yeah, but I mean... The cool.
I live in Rochester. What do you expect? Yeah, right. Last week's question was, I have a camera attached to my PC. For everybody who laughed at that, there were 422 responses, making it number 4 on the all-time hit list of polls.
But I guess you needed a sometimes option.
But shouldn't that be number 3? Because that one that we do have as number 1 was a 2-week poll.
Yes, that's true. This is our number 3 1-week poll.
Yes.
The question was, I have a camera attached to my PC. 76% of you, that's 319 votes, said no. And 24% of you, or 103 votes, said yes. And at some point, we'll have every Soundbites, all 103 of us, connected together in a big network talking to each other. That's going to be an ugly sound.
What was interesting is that in the forums where they're complaining about the poll, several people said, well, I only plug it in once or twice a week. So I said no.
You're right.
Well, that means, yes, you do have a camera on your
computer. Yes, you do. Just I didn't necessarily mean at this exact moment or 24/7.
Well, you didn't say that in the question.
Really. I know. And that's
like,
what keeps
hello,
me up every
get
night.
A life.
This week's poll is a little different. I'd like to thank MacMan from our forums for the idea. If you have a poll idea,
and
please send
it for stealing my
us.
Handle because I went in as Steve.
Hey, you know what?
Yep.
So if you have a poll idea, send it to poll-idea@soundbites.org. This week's poll, do you have the original key? Do you use the original keyboard and mouse that came with your computer? And that was from MacMan, thank you. And the choices are yes, everything is original. No, different mouse, original keyboard. No, different keyboard, original mouse. No, different mouse and keyboard. And I kept the keyboard and mouse, but changed the computer. So far...
I know folks have done that, too.
Oh, yeah. And
once you find a keyboard you like typing on, you want to keep it.
That's exactly right. And so far we have 77 responses, and different mouse and keyboard is running, followed by everything is original. So, and they're running pretty close, 29% and 31%. So please vote in the polls. And while you're there, check out the forums where you will find Moody Blues 100, MacMan, and dozens of other incredibly talented, funny, interesting and certainly opinionated people.
Well, we also I've been doing the tips thing now. Some
these
folks,
tips.
We want some user ideas for various folks, and the other thing that we've been able to, folks to do is to email us. And one of our listeners, Dan from Fairport, had written. He had listened to us and said, "Where do I find this stinger? Can't find it on www.wham. What am I doing wrong?" Well, Dan, what you have to do is go to our website, soundbites.org, and that's with a Y. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a listing that says, "I heard this program or this website on your show."
Down near the bottom. You have to scroll down.
Yeah, you got to scroll down.
You got to scroll down. We've been through that.
Yeah. And on the right-hand side is that I heard this website on your show. If you click on that, there is then an alphabetical listing of all the programs that we've recommended. And again, you're going to have to scroll down quite a bit, and Stinger will be right there listed in the S's.
We'll go find.
And, yeah. And it's there, download it, and away you go.
And it's actually very tricky to find on McAfee's site directly, which is why we keep pointing people to our link.
Yeah, yeah. It's vill.nai.com/vill/stinger with a capital S. So
well, even now, the McAfee DAT files, they've buried those.
Yeah.
there, you've got a, you see the ads for the new product, and you, again, got to scroll all the way down to one, click on that. You get another ad, full page of ads. You got to scroll down on that, and then you see the download file.
I had a customer this week looking for an antivirus program for Windows 95. Neither Norton 2003 nor McAfee 7 support Windows 95.
Right. I think you have to go to something like AVG or whatever from Grisoft.
AVG.
Or try to find an old version around.
Yeah, right.
Which you don't really need anywhere on anyway.
And then the DAT files won't work with it.
Yeah. That's right. Because that's right, they won't.
Both of them need the updated engines to run.
Right. Yeah. So you're really going to AVG. Before we get back to the phone, just real quick, I just want to finish the thought I had about the forums. It came to me yesterday as I was posting in the forums that the people in our forums are as much a part of Soundbites as we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have become part of the Soundbites crew. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to crowd all of you into the studio at once. Although, given the choice, I would do that. But I do want to thank each and every one of you who's become so much a part of the Soundbites family. And now, before I just break down and become Alan Alda, we'll go back to the phones and talk to Doug from Pittsburgh. Welcome, Doug. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Hi there.
Running a brand new HP computer with Windows XP, internet through MSN, mm-hmm. and what's happening is...
Check your credit card statement.
You're only getting one bill.
Yeah.
Right. What's happened is every time I turn the computer on, it's automatically dialing me into MSN. And I don't want to do that. I just want to go to MSN when I want to.
Something you're running, whether knowingly or unknowingly, is opening an internet connection. Do you have the web browser or email set to start up when you turn the machine on?
That would be an MSConfig.
MSConfig. You could also, it could be the network time server if you have your clock synchronized with the internet.
It can also be a, do you have antivirus software on there?
It came with the system.
But has it been updated?
Yes. I update it every time I get a notification.
Now you want to make sure that the updates are sticking. It could be
spyware.
Could be a virus. I lost my train of thought.
This
browser, email, network time server.
Has this happened since day one?
Since day one.
Windows update?
When I plugged it in.
Yeah.
Then what you might want to do, Doug, is if you go to start, click on run, and type in msconfig. That's all one word.
M-S-C-O-N-F-I-G.
And one of the tabs is startup. And you will see in there, most likely, a reference for MSN. And you can uncheck that and try rebooting. Because 10 to 1 odds, it's getting loaded and it wants to kick itself off when it's getting there. If you don't find it there, also check in the startup group to make sure.
I'm in the startup selection right now, and it's the normal startup is the one that's checked.
And the last.
All devices.
No, there's, the last no, there's tab. A tab. There's a last tab that says startup.
Oh, it says startup. Okay.
Yeah, it could be the Windows Automatic Update Service, your antivirus automatic update service. There's a lot of things built into Windows now that tell it to look on the internet all the time.
Right.
Windows is designed from the ground up to assume you have an always-on internet connection.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's the way things are nowadays, and Microsoft doesn't care, and most companies don't care. They're set up to just automatically connect you when they start up.
So you need to find the program that's doing it and shut it off.
Okay, because there's this whole list of programs on the startup screen. And so how do I know which one is automatically...
You don't.
Well, anything that looks like it might be
referencing
wanting to go to the internet or MSN or update or, you know, I mean, there's a billion different programs it could be.
Okay.
So let's turn them off one at a time and see what happens.
Yeah, uncheck them one at a time and restart it and see what happens.
Okay, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Doug. Our next caller, Diane in Hilton, New York. Welcome, Diane. What's your question?
Microsoft Outlook Express.
Yes.
My daughter in Tennessee has recently upgraded from 95 to 98. She wanted to stay with the computer she has and really doesn't have enough memory on there to go to an XP or anything right now.
Right.
And since she's done that, she has not been able to get Outlook Express from Microsoft Explorer, Internet Explorer. It just keeps dying on her. She has to go out and get Outlook rather than Outlook Express. And when you look in her internet properties for programs, there is no option for Outlook Express.
Only Microsoft Outlook. What it sounds like is that somehow Outlook Express is so broken that it's gone.
Yeah, what version of Outlook Express did she have on there?
6.0.
When she went up to 98, is she now running Internet
Explorer?
She got the
upgrade for Outlook Express for 6.0.
And did she put that on before or after 98?
After.
Okay.
Diane, what you might want to have her do is go to our website, and we've got, I heard this website off your show, there's IE Eradicator.
Uh-huh.
IE Eradicator will uninstall cleanly Internet Explorer, and then I do a clean install.
Okay.
Because Outlook is part of Outlook Express is part
and
of.
And I've run into this
separately.
And I've run into this issue.
So what's happened is it doesn't know it's there, so it doesn't let you run it.
Well, it knows it's there enough to not let you install it.
Yeah.
But once you try to run it, it something is dying. So you need to do a clean uninstall of it. Use IE Eradicator and then reinstall everything, and it should be all right.
Okay. I guess I don't understand your IE Eradicator or whatever.
What it is, it's a utility. You download it from our website.
Okay, all right.
And it's a program that she can download.
Uh-huh.
She runs it one time, and it'll get rid of all the references in the registry where you don't want the average user going,
uh-huh.
and it'll wipe it out, so then you can do a clean install.
Of her
Internet Explorer.
Internet
Explorer will also put in Outlook Express.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, Jess. Back in just a couple of moments with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Orange Odyssey, the championship season, a documentary about the 2003 SU basketball season presented by KeyBank, is now available on either VHS tape or DVD. With media support provided by WTBH, this special collector's video recaptures the great moments from the season opener through the Carrier Dome victory celebration. The program includes exclusive interviews with Coach Boeheim and all your favorite players. The cost is only $19.95 plus shipping. Order today by calling 800-416-4800 or log on to SUF.
Park Avenue is bustling with activity again. Good restaurants, unique shops, and of course Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique. We want to invite you to come and see all the new things we have here at Thelma's. Lots of pretty bras, a large selection of swimwear and cover-ups, and the new Trestia Light breast form, and the Tria Light attachable prosthesis by Amona. You can even wear this one when you're swimming. We have post-mastectomy camisoles and also lymphedema sleeves, which are important to wear when gardening or flying on your vacation or getaway. Our fitters Sandy, Kathy, Nancy, and Carol are certified and happy to help you with any concern or question you may have. We do alterations for perfect fit and put pockets in your existing swimwear or other garments. So stop at Thelma's at 251 Park Avenue and let us help you get ready for any occasion. From May 1st through August 30th, we'll be open Thursday evenings until 8 p.m. and closed Saturdays. Please call us for our summer schedule at 256-2460. That's 256-2460, Thelma's.
You know, a lot of people think of RAW Photo, Video, and Audio purely as a photo store, and that's wrong. Reality is, RAW Photo, Video, and Audio has been Rochester's premier audio store for the past 15 or 20 years. Really? There used to be a lot of stereo stores where audiophiles and people who just like music would shop. They shopped there because those places had great audio people and great audio names. Those great audio names, they're all at Rowe. Remember Macintosh and Klipsch? They're at Rowe. Adcom and Yamaha and Pioneer Elite, the real high-end stuff? It's at Rowe, along with Sony's premier line, Sony ES. And don't ever forget about Denon. And here's the kicker. The people who really know and love great sound, they're all at Rowe. Bring in your favorite CDs and compare the response from our new technology. Discover for yourself. We really do have it all in a row. Row Photo, Video, and Audio. 1737 Mount Hope Avenue.
It's a Dorschel exclusive. It's Dorschel's guaranteed satisfaction event. Buy or lease any vehicle, new or used, from any of Dorschel's 5 locations. Drive it for 3 days or 300 miles. And if for any reason you decide it's not for you, return it. You can exchange it for something completely different or get your money back. It's up to you. No questions asked. That's right. New or used. Buy it, drive it, make sure it's what you really want. If not, bring it back. Thought
a minivan would do, but an SUV is really for you, swap it. Too big, too small, don't like the radio, the color that was perfect isn't. Dorschel will buy it back. Your satisfaction is guaranteed during this special Dorschel sales event. Dorschel discounts up to $3,500, rebates up to $6,000, 0% financing, no payments for 90 days, and Dorschel's 3-day, 300-mile, no-risk satisfaction guarantee. For guaranteed satisfaction and the guaranteed low price, it's definitely Dorschel.
All programs not available on all vehicles. Prior sales excluded. Qualified buyers must take delivery by May 31st, 2003. Call or visit any Dorschel location for complete details.
For family fun, experience the Caribbean and Mexico at Marriott and Renaissance Offshore Resorts. OffshoreResorts.com.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. With Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yeah. Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
I'm Jesse Graff, and my network does work.
Well, sure, but you're on this network. We're on this other network, and we're not working it at all.
We don't have no stinking network.
We don't got no stinking network. We don't need no stinking network, because we are sound bites, and we are going to talk. We're going to go all the way down to Pennsylvania and talk to David. David, where in Pennsylvania are you?
A great show today, you guys. How are you doing?
Thank
great.
You. Good. How are you? Where in Pennsylvania are you?
I've spoken with you guys before. I'm just barely south of the border, just south of Elmira.
Okay. Yep.
Sitting on a hilltop down here and listening to the Wham flamethrower.
All right. That's exactly right. 50,000 watts of clear channel power.
I will say that a great many of those watts are in use when you talk with, when you reach me. But it's worth it. It's worth it.
That's what I like to hear.
Hey, listen, guys, this relates a little, just a kind of a simple question, relates to something I heard you discussing with an earlier caller. You mentioned going into MS Config and then clicking on the startup tab, and it brings up a kind of a menu there where you can check or uncheck
right.
items that you want to start.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My question is, how do I edit that menu?
You don't.
Yeah, it's not
the answer I want, guys.
Okay. It's not editable. What happens is any program that gives you an option somewhere to start at to run
Load.
At start time
to be what they used to
will
call
be in that menu.
TSR.
Right, terminate and stay resident program. But, for example, I have a program that is my instant messenger. And it has a checkbox in it, start when you start Windows. If I check that, it shows up in the MS config list. If I uncheck that, it's gone again.
Okay, you're forcing me to explain my problem.
Yes, we are.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to do that. The problem is the real player.
Yeah.
And the situation is that I like the real player to start when I want it to start.
Yeah.
I don't want it to start at startup time, so I uncheck the box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Next time I use the real player,
it rechecks it.
Pardon?
Yeah. It rechecks it.
Exactly. You know about this. Now, how do I beat that?
Real player is, unfortunately, a virus disguised
so is
as a media player.
So is MSN Messenger. You uncheck that in the startup, and once you start up MSN,
it restarts itself.
It restarts
guys, this
itself.
Is a pain in it's a pain in the posterior. I don't like this. What do I do about this?
Sometimes you can go into the program preferences directly and find that load at startup option. If it's not there, then there is nothing you can do about it.
Right. Yeah.
Remove the whole program completely.
There are alternatives to Real Player, but sometimes you have to have Real to play Real Player products. It is a pain in the patoot. Usually in the system tray, which is down in the lower right next to the clock, there is a little Real Player icon.
Right. Oh yeah. That's okay.
And if you right click on that, one of the choices is preferences.
Or, yeah, I mean, I have to do that.
I
can shut it down that way. But.
Yeah.
But under preferences, you should, depending on the version, you should be able to look through that and find a start when Windows starts type of checkbox.
Okay.
And uncheck that and see if, in fact, that helps you.
Okay, this is, but those the items there on that menu, they must be in a file somewhere, maybe in the registry.
They're in the registry.
Scattered throughout dozens of entries.
The problem is not that you can remove them. The problem is that unless you find a checkbox in the software, the minute you run it, it puts itself back in that list.
Or gives you an error message that it's trying to run it and can't.
Right.
I understand.
Right. So that's where the problem lies. Yeah, you can take it out of the registry, but it'll come back the next time you run the software. That's why I call it a virus rather than a program.
Very, very well said.
Sorry.
It really is a virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. And David, if other can other people who aren't on the top of this hill hear you in Pennsylvania, hear us in Pennsylvania?
No.
If not, you probably need to A, talk to your local Clear Channel station and find out why the heck they aren't carrying us.
Really?
And B, gather all your friends every Saturday afternoon at 12:20 for a little sound bites party.
On top of the hill, cook the hot dogs.
Cook the hot dogs.
The weather's going to be nice now, you know.
That's right. And we should encourage everyone have sound bites parties.
Tailgate in the garage.
Tailgate in the garage. Or perhaps you could just bring a radio outside. I don't know if that's a viable alternative.
I was talking about the garage here, but you can't pick up the station in the garage here.
Right. Oh, in this garage? No, that's pretty unlikely. But
they have part of the garage closed.
Exactly.
That we didn't know about today.
Yeah, my favorite part, this happened to poor Steve. But you come in through Broad Street and it says, the gate closed, use the Court Street entrance. You go around to Court Street, it's closed because elephants are going down the street.
Real elephants.
I guess the circus isn't town.
Were they pink or were they real elephants?
Well, they were gray.
Okay, they were gray. All right, excellent.
And you don't want to follow an elephant too close.
No, you don't. Show business.
Actually, we do a lot of work at the zoo. On the zoo's computers at the Zoo Society, and so I'll get to the zoo before it opens on sometimes, and
it's got to be ripe.
And well, no, because they walk and they exercise the elephants in the morning before the zoo opens. So I'm walking down one of the sidewalks, turn a corner, and there are the elephants. I mean, they look big when they're in their area, but when they're right next to
They're big animals.
And they don't like my cart that I carry equipment with because it rattles a little bit.
It sounds like a mouse. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah.
So you walk around the corner, and there, you know, Jenny and Lilac are there.
Lilac! We could not remember the other elephant's
name.
Jenny
C. and Lilac, Lilac.
Yeah, one or the other. We're back to the phones now, and we're coming all the way back to Rochester, New York, to talk to Tim. Welcome, Tim. What's your question?
I have a question about Macintosh System 10.
Okay, thanks for calling.
I'm confused about how to deal with it. Yeah, right. You think that I'm supposed to know this. System 10 is supposed to be so easy, but it's so different to me from previous versions, and I'm having a hard time figuring out how to manage the fonts. Under the old system, it was real clear to me that I could tell from looking at the icon whether it was a true type font or whether it was a type 1 font. Now I have fonts that I import. I can't open them up. I can't look at them. I've imported some that don't show up in any of my applications. I'm doing something wrong, and I don't know what it is.
Not quite. One of the problems is there's no font viewer in OS X like there was in OS 9, so you can't double-click a font and see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There are third-party utilities you can download. You can start at Version Tracker to find stuff that will let you view fonts. The other issue is that since OS X is a multi-user operating system, there are different places to install programs.
Oh, that's for sure.
So, at your root of the system folder, or the root of the hard drive, there's the system, and that's the OS X operating system. Fonts in there are reserved for the system. Then, at the root of the system folder is the library. I'm sorry, root of the hard drive again. System folder is OS 9. System is OS 10. A little tricky.
And they say Macs are easy.
A little tricky. Well, because
it's transition.
It's different. It's the backward compatibility to run your OS 9 programs.
Yep.
So, in the library folder, you install fonts for every user. Then, in each user's folder, there's a library folder for only that specific user. So it ends up that there's five places to put fonts.
Wait a minute. Is this something now the Mac is finally catching on to doing something that DOS has done for quite a few years?
No, or DOS has never
confused
been
confused everybody.
No, yeah. What I'm
yeah,
saying
is... Yeah, confused
no.
everybody, yes, Tim,
no.
That's exactly right.
And Macs have always been DOS backwards compatible. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're taking an idea from the DOS world for a change.
Yeah.
Because even
this is really a Unix thing.
Right. It's OS 9 and OS 10 are radically different operating systems, and it's almost as if it shouldn't have been called System 10, because it isn't an evolution of 9. It's something wholly, completely different.
Right. It's a true multi-user operating system, which most Macintosh and Windows people have never dealt with. Unix people, Linux people, BSD people have dealt with this forever, and they understand that there are some places that you put stuff that everybody gets hold of, and then there are places that you put stuff that only you can get hold of. And
then there's places you can't touch even if you want to.
They belong to somebody else and aren't yours.
Right.
So, right, this is, you have to put your mindset into the Unix world where there are multiple places to put things.
And
let me ask it for a minute, because you're taking this as an issue of multi-user.
Yeah.
And I certainly have spent enough time being confused about that. but that's not really my question. I understand that there are lots of different places I can put them, but they seem to have different extensions on them.
Right.
I can't tell from looking at the icon what kind of font it is, and I have a lot of things that say D font in my... When I go to the fonts, what I've been doing predominantly is putting font in the library that serves everybody.
Right.
And,
Tim, can you hold on a minute? Stay on the line. We got to take a break.
Okay.
But we'll be back with you and your question in just a few moments. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, Tim from Rochester, Moody Blues 100 on hold, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites 1180 WHAM.
Mexico, the Caribbean, a tropical vacation can be yours.
Take a vacation.
I'm on vacation.
Every weekday, listen to Wham for the cue to call.
I'm going to have a good time.
Be the 25th nationwide caller to 1-866-525-WINS. That's 1-866-525-WINS and win a trip.
Oh, man, it is a blazer out there.
It's just that easy. Good luck from News Radio 1180, WHAM.
RV lovers, what do horses and RVs have in common? They're both at Batavia Downs for one exclusive RV show weekend. At the Batavia Downs RV Show, May 16th through the 18th. 3 days only. Check out all the latest models from America's leading recreational vehicle manufacturers. Thinking of buying? You can't afford to miss these exclusive show offers. Buy a new Holiday Rambler RV at the show and fill her up with $1,000 in free fuel, plus 4.99% financing on select units. Or pick up a 2003 fully loaded trailer from just $129 a month for qualified buyers with 10% cash or trade down, tax, title, and license extra. Don't miss the Batavia Downs RV Show, 3 days only, May 16th through 18th. Friday and Saturday, 10 till 8, Sunday, 11 till 5. Play the ponies and get ready to hit the open road in your new RV, fifth wheel, or travel trailer from Colton RV. Proud sponsor of the Batavia Downs RV Show, 8315 Park Road, Batavia, just off the I-90 Thruway. Call 1-800-628-4889 for more info.
Nearly a half a million people listen to Clear Channel radio stations in Rochester every week. You're listening to one right now, 1180 WHAM. But when your mood changes and you want something different, try The Fox at 107.3 FM. The Fox plays classic hits. From the Beatles to Boston, the Doors to the Doobies. It's Rochester's first and only station for classic hits without all the hype. 107.3 The Fox.
Inside four-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong, there's an ability to push far beyond exhaustion. Inside every Subaru is 35 years of tirelessly pushing automotive engineering forward through research and innovation. Inside Lance Armstrong, there's a keen survival instinct. Inside every Subaru, from the Outback to the Forester, WRX and Baja, is a wealth of standard safety features, like the protection of a steel ring-shaped reinforcement frame. Inside Lance Armstrong are lightning-quick reflexes that carry him safely through the pack, over the mountains, and across the finish line. Inside every Subaru, the symmetrical all-wheel drive system constantly monitors driving conditions, automatically transferring power from the wheels that slip to the wheels that grip. Inside Lance Armstrong, there's something more driving him. Inside every Subaru, there's something more driving you. Lance Armstrong. Subaru. Driven by what's inside.
Your mission, Mother's Day shopping. Your goal, find gifts that make mom happy. Your rendezvous point, Radio Shack. Consider the following. A talking picture frame to hold snapshots and a recording of how much you love her, $9.99. The Honeywell Environizer, an electronic air purifier to help mom breathe easier, $99.99. A Palmzire PDA to keep mom organized and on schedule, $99.99. Should you fail these objectives, Mother's Day could self-destruct. Good luck, shopper. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hey, what are you doing to get in shape for the summer?
Lots of sit-ups, man.
Spinning, baby.
Cutting down on the donuts.
Whatever you're doing to get in shape for the summer, make sure you get your Toyota in shape for summer driving. Bring it into your Toyota dealer before you hit the road. You'll get the very best service performed by Toyota-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts.
I am walking to work. Of course, I work out of my house.
Make an appointment with your Toyota dealer today and log on to toyota.com/owners for valuable service special coupons.
Rush Limbaugh.
A program which meets and exceeds all audience expectations.
Weekdays 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Gigabytes Graff.
Jesse Gigabytes Graff. JGG, we call him for short. And we are still talking to Tim from Rochester, who has some questions about managing fonts under Mac OS X, and Steve has so many answers for him.
And
are you still there, Tim?
I'm still here.
Excellent.
One of the confusions is there's no font viewer built into OS X, so you can't double-click a font and see what it is. And OS X supports many different formats, TrueType, OpenType, Type 1, and what's the new one? I forget. There's the D font, so there's several different formats.
What format is D font?
I forget exactly which subcategory it is, but it's one of the fonts that OS X handles.
It's D font you'll be using in the document.
D font.
Right. I just posted a link on our Soundbites website.
I'd like to personally apologize to everyone who's listening to the show at this moment. Please feel free to continue now.
Apple published a white paper on managing fonts in OS X, explaining the differences between them, where to put them. OS 9 applications are handled differently than OS X applications. OS 9 applications still look in the old system folder. And there are several font viewers that you can download. There is one built into the OS X developer pack that no one ever installed. It's actually a font editor.
Is the developer pack a separate CD that I got with the system?
Right. Okay. That installs a lot of extra tools and utilities that developers use for writing OS X programs. You can take a look at Version Tracker, and you should be able to find a couple of font viewers. Nick also found, was it Mac OS
xapps.com
for OS X specific applications, and you should be able to find a font viewer there as well.
Okay. If I jump back and forth between Classic and System 10, for example, I do a lot of page layout in PageMaker, which is still not,
right,
at this point, resident in System 10. Is it true that I have to double install the fonts? I have to install them in the system folder for System 10 as well as in the library for, I'm sorry, in the system folder for System 9 as well as in the library for System 10?
Yes. The Classic environment doesn't know anything about 10. That's one of the ways it works for backward compatibility. It doesn't know there's a System 10. It doesn't handle any resources from System 10.
The best way to think about it is that you are, in fact, dual booting your machine.
Right, two separate computers.
Just because as Steve said, just because they're both OS something from Apple doesn't make them in any way compatible. So as with any dual boot system, anything you want in both places you must install twice.
So putting something in System 9, System 10 won't go to look back at System 9
for
anything.
Right. And then System 9 can't look forward to the System 10 folders.
Right. I understand the System 9 being able not to look forward. I thought that perhaps System 10 was smart enough to look back.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, it's already looking in five places for the fonts. I guess they didn't want to add a sixth.
So it sounds to me like in order to figure out, because one of the issues that I would like to do since I've been computing for 20 years is to wipe out all of the old Type 1 stuff that I have and go to only TrueType. And the only way to do that And the only way to figure that out is to get one of these font viewers that you're recommending.
Well, not exactly. TrueType fonts typically have, depends if they're in suitcases or not. PostScript fonts have the screen font and then a bunch of little printer fonts. So there's several different files for a PostScript font.
Right.
TrueType fonts are a single file for the screen font and the printer font. So
that under System 9, I can look at the icon and immediately
tell the difference. Yeah,
which was a great benefit and something that was incredibly intuitive and I thought kind of like a Mac savvy thing. And they didn't carry that over into System 10 at all. When I'm in System 10, even if I'm looking in the System 9 folder, but I happen to be resident in System 10, that visual designation doesn't exist.
Right. You know what? If I were you, there's got to be a place you can make suggestions.
Yeah, there's a wish list on Apple.
No, seriously, don't laugh. That's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to apple.com/macOSX, there's a suggestions button.
Okay. And you said that you downloaded something, because I'm on the website, your website right now. Downloaded something?
In the bottom right corner, there's I heard about a website on your show. And that takes you to the list of websites we've mentioned. And on that list is a link to Apple's white paper on managing fonts.
I heard of it. Tell me that again.
Yeah, if you scroll down on our homepage, soundbites.org, you'll see a section called Facts and Links Galore. One of the links in that section is, I heard a website on your show, .. Go there, and you will see at the top of the list on the left a link to Apple's managing fonts in OS X.
Okay, I'll mouse around until I can find it.
Okay, and that will take you to the white paper. But beyond that, then there is the macosxapps.com to download a font viewer.
Okay.
Okie doke?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Our next caller is Stephen from Geneva. Welcome, Stephen.
How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, no, I'm on a wireless phone. I just wanted to know.
Can you hear me now?
It actually sounds better than the last guy's phone. Sorry.
Okay. I talked with you guys last week about the Windows Explorer, and I don't have the new option under the file menu.
Oh, yeah.
And you told me to count up all the stuff in my root directory. It's not 99. It's considerably less. It's 34. Any ideas?
New is simply missing from no matter where you go or only at the root directory?
No matter where I go, no matter what file folder I'm in. If I right-click on it, I don't have new. If I'm in the the left panel with a tree,
mm-hmm.
I don't have the option there. If I'm in the right panel with the, whatever's shown in the right panel, with all the icons and files, I don't have there. I also don't have it under the file.
Now, you've tried running SFC?
SFC?
No, SFC.
System File Checker.
Yes.
No, I have not.
You might want to try running that because that will look for any updated or corrupted or missing file on your system.
Okay.
You're running Windows 98, correct?
I'm running Windows 2000.
Oh, 2000. That still has SFC, I believe, in it. Doesn't it?
So yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't honestly remember.
Don't you have 2000 on your machine, or are you running XP?
But here's so the new command is missing. If you click the file menu, if you right click the desktop, it's there everywhere. Okay, here's the problem.
It's a very long tech note.
Well, here's the problem. It's a registry key problem.
That's what I was thinking, but.
Your best bet is to let me send you to Microsoft's website because you're never going to be able to read. I'm never going to be able to read.
Give them the queue number.
We can post that to the links too.
Right. It's at support.microsoft. Look how small this URL is. Look what they've done. I'm fascinated by this. support.microsoft.com/?KBID, which is for knowledge base ID,
okay,
equals 180257.
Okay.
Now, remember, if you have a problem with the registry, don't call us. Microsoft is suggesting you do this. I never suggest you go into the registry, but that's about the only way you're going to fix this problem.
Okay. Well, like I said, I have a workaround. I went into, file types.
Right, right.
And you mark folder, and then you just put in a new entry that says new.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this
you right-click
but
this
will correct
a new folder.
It.
You make a new folder that's named new folder, and then you rename it.
Right.
So it's a workaround, but I'd still kind of like to find out what happened.
Well, it's a registry corruption, and the registry is the most delicate thing in Windows.
Apparently common enough to warrant an entire tech note.
Exactly.
which is a little disconcerting.
Yes, it is. But okay, try that and let us know next week if it works.
Okay, doke.
We have to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
You know, a low price is always good, but if you really want to enjoy something, well, there's nothing like getting it for free. And that's what the new Bic Comfort 3 disposable shaver offers you right now. It's Bic's best shaver ever. So close and comfortable, you're not going to believe it. And you can get the new Bic Comfort 3 shaver for free after a mail-in rebate. That's right, just look in Sunday's Democrat and Chronicle for a free mail-in rebate. Or go to BicWorldUSA.com and click on Bic Free Offer for a mail-in rebate. Simply send it in, then enjoy a free 4-pack of the new incredible Bic Comfort 3 shaver. Three blades for an extra close shave, soft feel grip for easy handling, and dual moisturizing strips for true lubricating comfort. All free! So if you're still using one of those super expensive triple blade systems, or you want to trade up from a single or twin blade, try the smooth shaving disposable Bic Comfort 3 shaver. It's not just new, it's the most advanced Bic shaver ever. Look in Sunday's Democrat and Chronicle, or go to BicWorldUSA.com to take advantage of this special offer. And try the new Bic Comfort 3 shaver. See Rebay for details.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Still wondering what to get Mom for Mother's Day? How about a new wireless phone? Right now at Verizon Wireless, there's a big Mother's Day Motorola phone sale. It's the perfect time to get Mom a great gift. Hint, hint. Now through Mother's Day, May 11th, you can save $100 on the color screen Motorola T720. Regularly $179.99. It's now just $79.99 after a $100 mail-in rebate when you trade in any working wireless phone. Plus, right now when you save on the T720, you'll also get a Motorola 120E free, each phone with a new 2-year agreement. Come on, you know how Mom loves to stay connected. So why not get her a cool new phone from America's number one wireless? Don't wait. This great buy one, get one free Motorola phone sale ends Sunday. You know, Mother's Day. So stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to annual customer agreement and calling plan. $175 early termination fee applies. Other restrictions apply. While supplies last, see store for details.
Frontier Choices is here. A revolutionary, risk-free way to get it all for one low monthly price. Designed by you. Start with local phone service. Add your favorite calling features. Even Frontier Net Internet access. And save up to 25%. Choose more, save more. Visit winnerscanbechoosers.com and enter to win a Mexican vacation, Sony home theater system, Gateway laptop, or home gym. Frontier Choices. We give you choices. You make the call. Visit winnerscanbechoosers.com today.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Jesse Graff.
And I'd like to apologize to Father Tom Hochter, Sister Marietta, and every other English teacher I've ever had in my entire life. We know that contact is not a verb, but apparently our announcer does not. We're going to go next to Mike from Elma. Where is Elma, Mike?
It's about 15 miles east of Buffalo.
Ooh, okay.
There's just a lot of good programs on WHAM, so that's why I listen to you guys.
That's what I like to hear. Thanks. What's your question, Mike?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for recommending Windows 98 Second Edition to solve some problems with an old Pentium 2. It works a lot better than Windows 95.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to thank you for that.
Our pleasure.
But I tried a free version of QuickBooks. And it must have reconfigured a bunch of things in my computer, and ever since that time, the modem never worked. And I want to know what screens or where do I get to get the thing working again. I had three COM ports, mouse, modem, and one I used to program PLCs, and I need that one to work. But do you use the original, when you hold down delete, do you use that screen, or where do you go to configure these things?
Well, one, I would check in the device manager.
Okay.
To see where the modem is sitting. In other words, under device manager, you'll click on the plus sign next to the modem, and you'll see what IRQ in that it's on.
Okay.
Now,
you might be able to just delete it from the device manager, reboot the system, and let Windows redetect it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay, that sounds much simpler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to delete it from the device manager and then physically remove it from the computer and reboot once.
Yeah, and then reboot
with
then
it out and then reboot
shut
it down,
with
put
it back in, and it'll find it.
Okay.
The other
and
thing,
then sometimes you have to change the slot it's in.
Yeah.
So it's not as easy as you thought it was going to be, Mike. And
all right.
Try the easy one first, and then it gets more complicated.
One other thing, though, Mike, if you go into the BIOS at all,
yes,
and you're not using any of the serial ports off the back of the machine,
yes,
you can always disable those. This will free up the IRQs. Because if you have two COM ports on the back,
yes,
and they're turned on, and you're not hooking anything up to them, disable them, and then it'll kind of move the modem around to a lower COM port. Instead of being on three, it might move it to one or two.
Well, the modem was on two, and actually, I don't even care if that works. I'm not on the Internet. I want COM 3 to work to connect to a PLC so I can program that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is probably the best thing to do is to go in and make sure one of your COM ports is set to COM 3.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, and good luck. I'm afraid we're done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody we didn't get to. I want to thank everybody who did call, particularly our very good friend, Moody Blues 100. You owe it to yourself to go to soundbites.org and check out the logos, the movie posters, and the new sound clips. You will laugh. We'll be back next Saturday with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Jesse Graff won't be here, but Rob Linton will be. I'm Nick Francesco, and we will see you next Saturday, same bat time, same bat channel on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Leader, 50,000 watt 1180 WHAM Rochester, a clear channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. Two tornadoes in as many days and perhaps another one brewing for the Oklahoma City area in the calm before what could be the next storm. Efforts to clean up and restore power are underway. CBS News correspondent Lee Frank has more.